guys, it's Stemmy. Welcome back on the Stemmy Show. Today, I'm gonna share a lot of things with you about starting a business as a teenager. So, first of all, I'm gonna tell you four benefits of starting a business as a teenager. Starting a business can be a rewarding experience at any age. As a teenager, it can teach you a valuable skill that puts you ahead of the pack after graduation. Statistics show that around 54% of young adults aged 16 to 24 are employed. That means half of the young adults are not working, and although this may give them valuable time to spend elsewhere, it's a time they are not spending on first-hand business skill. If you dream of being an entrepreneur and don't want to wait, here are four benefits of being proactive. Benefit number one. Learn financial skills. Most schools doesn't teach essential financial skills, and many families avoid the subject altogether. Becoming financially literate at young age is one of the most important thing you can do. Building a business inevitably teaches you all kind of money management abilities that are useful for your personal and professionally. If you find you have a knack for it, you can look at investing and other financial opportunities that pay off significant dividends in the long run. Benefit number two, enhance time management. Time management is an essential talent that keeps you on track in all areas of your life. If you are balancing work, school, and extracurricular activities, you will need to stay organized and know how much time to commit to each. A key to excellent time management is getting your priorities in order. Make sure your list tasks by level of importance and estimate how long it will take you to accomplish each. Then schedule them so you know exactly when they will be done. One great way to do this is by using template to generate a monthly planner. This will help you to get an overview of your entire month and let you place tasks accordingly. In addition, if you look for a customizable template, you can add sticky notes, graphics, and videos so you have everything you need in one place. Benefit number three, express your creativity. Being a teen means learning about yourself and expressing that to the world. This can often be difficult in spaces like school, but starting a business allows you to explore your interest your way. One major benefit of being your own boss is working in an area you genuinely enjoy. In addition, finding your niche lets you develop creative solutions to gaps in the market. Whether you want to start a writing business or sell product that you create, remember to let your wildest idea flow so you can work towards a fulfilling work life. Benefit number four, develop grit. One of the most reliable indicator of success is grit. Grit is the amount of resilience a person has and their ability to overcome problems and persist. These skills are often even more important than intelligence or knowledge, because even the smartest person in the room won't be successful without determination. Running your own business helps you to become a problem solver. It shows you how to overcome obstacles and take responsibility for your work. The skill you will learn as a young entrepreneur will be valuable for a lifetime, and that alone makes starting a business worth it. Hopefully, the benefits listed above will inspire you to become a business leader. Many people are brought up to believe that life begins after school, but many successful business people start young. There's no need to wait. Remember, you can start small and continue expand as you become more comfortable. I hope you definitely understand all the four benefits of starting a business from teenager. Becoming a successful entrepreneur takes a series of very deliberate actions. But sometimes the stars align, and just like that, it happens effortlessly and from time to time, every by accident. if you go through the cases of these teen entrepreneurs, you will see both situations. On one of these business even started as side hustle. Listen to the end to learn which company we are talking about. You are probably used their products and more than once. This is our selection of 6 businesses started by teens. WordPress, Matt Mullenweg at the age of 19. Matt Mullenweg created WordPress to keep on going with his blog when the platform he used was discontinued. 18 years old, Matt loved blogging. He used a platform called B2KVlog to upload pictures and write. After a while, the owners discontinued the platform. There were no more updates on the site. Matt, however, was not ready to let go of his blog. So he and Mike Little built a blogging platform on the top of B2KVlog and added the updates they wanted. In 2003, Matt and Mike launched the first version of WordPress, which was well received by the community. WordPress powers 39.6% of the internet in 2021, and over 400 million people visit WordPress site each month. Da Bomb Bath Fizzers. Caroline Barkow, at the age of 15, and Isabel Barkow, at the age of 16, had the million-dollar idea when they were 10 and 11 years old. These teen sisters had their perfect business idea at the age of 10 and 11. They just didn't know it. Turns out they both loved bath bombs but hated 2 things about the experience. First, the stickiness afterward, and second, the fact that when the bomb completely dissolved, the fun had to stop. So they decided to create their own bath bombs and added little surprise inside. Soon they began attending fairs with their handmade bath bombs and started getting requests from beauty salons, gift shops, and even Target to sell their product in their stores. In 2015, they launched Da Bomb Bath Fizzers while still in high school, and today the company employs more than 100 people and sells more than 500,000 bath bombs a month. Maya's Ideas. Maya Penn, at the age of 18. Maya Penn started creating her accessories with ornaments from neighborhood store. In 2007, when all the kids were playing with cars and dolls, Maya, age 7, were planning her future without knowing it. That year, she joined Stay, which inspires her to plan her own shop. She decided to sell headbands and accessories, and out of curiosity, she started and launched at 8 years old. Maya built the website herself and decided to give a percentage to charities and only make eco-friendly products. Maya was featured in Forbes magazine at the age of 10, is a 3-time TED speaker, and has received former President Barack Obama's commendation for outstanding achievement in environmental excellence. Dell. Michael Dell, at the age of 19. Michael Dell built his empire dorm room based. In 1984, while at the University of Texas, Michael Dell founded PCs Limited with a version of how technology should be designed, manufactured, and sold, and worked from his off-campus dorm. Michael dropped out of college after completing his fresher man year and focused on growing his business. Just 3 years later, he changed the name to Dell Computer Corporation and began expanding worldwide. As of March 2021, Michael Dell's net worth is estimated to be approximately $45.4 billion. Minor Minaj, Hillary Yip, at the age of 12. At first glance, little Hillary might not have seen many difference from any other kid, but she was always a machine of creative ideas. At 10 years old, after a year of struggling to learn Chinese, her parents decided to send her and her brother to summer program in Taiwan. And with no other option but to speak Chinese, they learned it almost overnight. At this point is where her creative mind came into play. She came up with her best idea yet, a video sharing platform for kids and teens to learn languages as a community, emulating her experience in the summer program. She worked on her idea and pitched it in a multiple entrepreneurship competition, winning recognition like AIIA Emerging Entrepreneur Challenge 2016 first place and best business. With hard work and effect, Minor Mayanas come to life as an MVP 1 year later at 12 years old, and a few later Hillary launched an improved version of it and on iOS. Today, the app is quickly moving toward a way for kids and teens to express themselves and help each other to learn anything from language to math. These are only six of the many successful stories out there. Yours may one day be one of them. It's your time to become a successful teen entrepreneur. Thank you so much, guys, for listening my podcast. I hope you like it. Then let me know in the comment section and please subscribe my podcast so that you get notified when new episode uploaded. And please share to your friends. Have a nice day. Thank you so much.